Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I shall be reading a list of upcoming events to you from the Pinecone Traditional Review, the Independent Weekly newspaper, and the weekend section of the News and Observer from Friday, August the 12th. Okay, let's start with the Pinecone Traditional Review and the event that is taking place in the town of Cary on Saturday, August 13th. That event will feature Larkin Poe, and it will be part of the dedication of the new Cary Art Center, which is located at 101 Dry Avenue in Cary. All of the events on Saturday, August 13th, as part of that dedication, are free and open to the public. Pinecone is honored to present Larkin Poe, a duo of soul-singing, songwriting sisters and past members of the Lavelle Sisters, as part of the Cary Art Center dedication ceremony. Pinecone partners with the town of Cary to provide part of the entertainment for the center's official dedication on Saturday, August 13th. Larkin Poe will perform beginning at 7:30 p.m. The dedication itself includes a full day of activities and performances beginning at 9 a.m. on Saturday, and all, as I said before, all of the day's events are free and open to the public. For the past 5 years, Rebecca and Megan Lavelle of Larkin Poe, which is named for their great-great-great-grandfather, have been captivating audiences around the world with their insightful lyrics, magnetic presence, and dazzling instrumental virtuosity. They deliver an innovative fusion of newgrass, country, and folk, all with tight harmonies and outstanding musicianship. Rebecca was the youngest contestant and first female to win the Merlefest International Mandolin Competition. Both she and Megan have been classically trained. The Lavelle sisters won NPR's National Teen Talent Competition in 2005 and have been featured on TBS's Storyline. Their second CD, A Time to Grow, was produced by acclaimed Nashville producer Mark Bright. NoDepression.com says Larkin Poe brings together emotional expressiveness, beautiful melodies, technical mastery, and tasteful restraint in a way that's tremendously compelling. Larkin Poe picks up where the Lavelle sisters left off in January 2010. Larkin Poe released their debut EP, Spring, on February 17, 2000, which marked one of a project to record and release four seasonally themed EPs in 2010. Spring, Summer, Fall, and Winter are the titles. All four EPs are now available. Their music stretches many genre boundaries, incorporating elements of folk, Americana, country, and pop. In addition to Rebecca and Megan, Larkin Poe includes Knoxville-based musicians Daniel Kimbrough at the bass, Chad Melton on drums, and Mike Seal on the electric guitar. From the stages of the Grand Ole Opry, Bonnaroo and Telrude, to touring with Brandi Carlile and the Indigo Girls, as well as collaborating with Elvis Costello, these Shyamalan performers continue to impress and mature, attracting attention from music lovers and celebrities alike. In the words of Elvis Costello, they are already gifted as instrumentalists and having a head start on the rest of us with the unique power and beauty of sibling harmony in their vocal blend. Their songwriting has leapt forward and now surprises and delights in equal measure. Other events and activities happening during the day at the Cary Art Center include art exhibits, dance, theater, and musical performances, open rehearsals, and interactive cultural experiences. Also offered will be class samplers, make-and-take activities for the kids, and building tours. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., visitors to the Cary Arts Center can enjoy art exhibits, dance, theater, and musical performances, open rehearsals, and interactive cultural experiences, adult class samplers, make and take activities for the kids, and of course, as we said, building tours. At 2 p.m. on Saturday, August 13th, the official dedication and cornerstone ceremony will occur on the front porch of the center and will be kicked off by the Cary High School Marching Band, a tribute to the building's history. The current building was the old Cary High School until 1960, when it became the old Cary Elementary School. The cornerstone ceremony will also be at 2 p.m. Local cultural groups will place items representing their groups in the cornerstone that will be placed in the new theater fly tower on the south side of the building. Following the ceremony, pick up where you left off with art exhibits, dance, theater, and musical performances, open rehearsals, and interactive cultural experiences, adult class samplers, make and take activities for the kids, and building tours. At 5:30 p.m., the Cary Youth Video Project premiere will feature four original documentaries created by local teens that explore various topics in and around the Triangle. The Cary Youth Video Project is a summer course in documentary film held at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The young filmmakers will be present to talk about their films and answer questions. And, of course, be sure to stick around after the documentary screenings to hear Lark and Poe, which, as I said before, starts at 7:30 p.m. All of the day's events are free and open to the public, and Pine Cone is honored to be part of the dedication and celebration of the new Cary Arts Center, and they look forward to seeing you there. For more information, go to www.townofcary.org. Other upcoming Pine Cone events, as you all know, Pine Cone supports live music. And every Monday at 7 p.m., there is an acoustic jam. I'm sorry, it's not Monday. It's on the first and third Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Loco Lou's Coffee House at 5210 Holly Ridge Drive in Raleigh. That's Loco Lou's Coffee House, 5210 Holly Ridge Drive in Cary. The phone number is 919-755-6337. That's an acoustic jam every first and third Wednesday of the month. An acoustic picking session is held on the first Tuesday of each month from 7 to 9 p.m. at Harry's Guitar Shop, 616 Glenwood Avenue. The phone number there is 919-828-4888. That is Harry's Guitar Shop, 616 Glenwood Avenue, an acoustic picking session every first Tuesday from 7 until 9 p.m. On the first Tuesday of every month at 9:30 p.m., the North Carolina Songwriters Open Mic takes place at The Cave, 452.5 Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Phone number is 919-968-9308. That's the first Tuesday of the month, 9:30 p.m., North Carolina Songwriters Open Mic. On the second Friday of the month at 7 p.m., the Royal Bean takes place at 3801 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. Phone number there is 919-968-9308. That's the second Friday at the Royal Bean at 7 p.m. Every Monday from 7 until 10 p.m., an open mic session is held at the Oliver Twist Lounge at 8111-137 Creedmoor Road. Phone number there is 844-4426. If you like bluegrass, bluegrass is a bluegrass jam the second Saturday of each month at 6 p.m., performed by the Eastern North Carolina Bluegrass Association, Lenore County Community College in Kinston. Phone number there is 522-1066, area code 919, of course. On the first, third, and fifth Wednesdays of each month, from 6 until 10 p.m., High Lonesome Strings Jam at the Cultural Arts Center, 200 North Davy Street, Level 1, Orchestra Room in Greensboro. Phone number 336-420-0238. And if you're into blues, the Triangle Blues Society, Blues Jam, every third Thursday at 8 p.m., need to be 21 years old or over. It takes place at Bone Daddy's Hideaway at 605 Creekside Drive in Raleigh. Phone number is 919-896-6050. Every Monday, the Players Club Jam takes place at the Verena Sports Bar, 213 Fayetteville Street in Fuquay, Verena. Phone number is 919-552-0081. Every other Tuesday at 8 p.m., the Blue Bayou All Blues Jam takes place at Blue Bayou at 106 South Churton Street in Hillsboro. Phone number is 919-732-2555. Every Wednesday at 9 p.m., Open Blues Jam takes place at Buku, 110 East Davy Street in Raleigh. Phone number is 834-6963. And every Thursday at 8 p.m., Monty's Blues Jam takes place at Monty's Sports Grill, 525 Broad Street in Fuquay, Verena. Phone number there is 567-0900. And finally, if your taste in music is old time, there is an old-time music session every Tuesday. It's between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m., performed by the High-Strung Violins and Guitars, located at 1116 Broad Street in Durham. Phone number 919-286-3801. Another old-time music session is held on the second and fourth Wednesdays from 7 until 10 p.m., the Museum of the Cape Fear, 801 Arsenal Avenue in Fayetteville. Phone number is 910-486-1330. An old-time jam session on the first Wednesday of each month, 6 until 9 p.m. Nightlight, that takes place at Nightlight, 405 and a half West Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. For information, go to emilyhilliard@gmail.com. On Friday, August the 12th, the Gravy Boys takes place on the front porch at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Phone number is 1-800-962-8519. Sourwood Mountain Band, Bynum Front Porch Music Series at the Bynum General Store in Bynum, North Carolina. Go to bynumfrontporch.org. Cool John Ferguson. This is all going on in this area. Cool John Ferguson, the 8th Annual Warehouse Blues Series, Durham Central Park, Durham, North Carolina, 919-560-4355. And, of course, that's taking place on Friday, August the 12th. Same day, same venue. Bella Vita, Open Eye Cafe in Carrboro, North Carolina. Phone number is 919-968-9410. And CCON, Great Aunt Stellar Center. Well, it's kind of far away in Charlotte, so we won't even give you the phone number there. On Wednesday, August the 17th, the Clear Run Band will perform at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh, North Carolina, 919-833-8898. On Thursday, August 18th, Tommy Edwards, Alice Zincone, and Rick LaFleur, the Blue Note Grill in Durham, North Carolina, 919-401-1979. And on Friday, August 19th, Maynard and Tenney, Pittsboro General Store Cafe in Pittsboro, North Carolina. Phone number is 919-542-2432. And Jason Adamo will perform at Whole Foods in Raleigh, North Carolina, 919-828-5805. Friday and Saturday, August 19th and 20th, Fry's Fiddlers Convention in Fry's, Virginia. Kind of a long ways off, but if you're interested, the phone number is 276-744-2141. Now, at the Cocobooth Amphitheater in the town of Cary, Sunday, August 14th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Anniversario del Rey the Eighth. That's Sunday, August 14th, all day, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Anniversario del Rey the Eighth. Tickets on sale now, $20 for adults. Children 10 and under are admitted free. On Thursday, August 18th at 7 p.m., Wake Med Cary Hospital presents Movies by Moonlight. And the movie that night is Outsourced, which is rated PG-13. Tickets are available the night of the show. $3 for adults and children under 12 are free, are admitted free, and picnics are welcome. On August 25th through the 28th, once again, this is the Cocobooth Amphitheater, August 25th through the 28th at 8 p.m., a special live theater production, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Tickets on sale now. $15 general admission on the lawn, $20 on the day of the show, $25 tables for advance purchases, $30 on the day of the show. Children under 12, under age 12 are admitted free. Picnics are welcome. Once again, that's A Midsummer Night's Dream, August 25th to the 28th at 8 p.m. in the Cocobooth Amphitheater. On Thursday, September 1 at 7 p.m., Wake Med Cary Hospital once again presents Movies by Moonlight, an oldie, this time A Rebel Without a Cause, which is not rated. Tickets are available the night of the show. Again, $3 for adults, and children under the age of 12 are admitted free, and picnics are welcome. In downtown Raleigh on September 8th, 9th, and 10th, Hopscotch, The Flaming Lips, Guided by Voices, Drive-By Truckers, Super Chunk, The Dodos, Swans, Yellow Wolf, and others will perform in downtown Raleigh at the hopscotchmusicfest.com. Tickets are on sale now. As I said, go to hopscotchmusicfest.com September 8th, 9th, and 10th in downtown Raleigh. The North Carolina Museum of Arts presents Arts in the Museum Park that will be presented at the Joseph M. Bryan Jr. Theater in the Museum Park. That's located at 2110 Blue Ridge Road. Upcoming events on Saturday, August 13th, Battlefield Band and the Illusionist. That's Saturday, August 13th at 7 p.m., and tickets for that are $18. Scotland's premier roots music band paired with Sylvain Chomet's delightful animated follow-up to the Triplets of Belleville. On Saturday, August 27th at 8 p.m., Carolina Chocolate Drops. Tickets for that are also $18 and higher. Saturday, August 27th at 8 p.m., Carolina Chocolate Drops. It's an old-time string band music for the 21st century. Events coming up a little later on Friday and Sunday, September 9th through the 11th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. That's Friday to Sunday, September 9th and 11th. Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, and on Saturday, September 17th, Dan Zanes and Friends. That's at the Arts in the Museum Park, presented by the North Carolina Museum of Art. You can get tickets by calling 919-715-5923 or go online to ncartmuseum.org. That's 919-715-5923. Or ncartmuseum.org. Whole Foods proudly presents American Tobacco and Full Frame Movies on the Lawn. That's Whole Foods, American Tobacco and Full Frame Movies on the Lawn. First one is Friday, August the 12th at 9 p.m. The movie is Do It Again. An intrepid reporter sets out to reunite the Kinks, collecting spontaneous performances by some of rock's royalty along the way. That's Do It Again on Friday, August the 12th at 9 p.m. That's preceded by an opening short entitled One Night in Kernersville, jazz bassist John Brown and his big band do justice to the swing tradition in this well-paced recording session, Doc. American Tobacco and Full Frame Movies on the Lawn. That is in the presented by Whole Foods, and that's at Friday, August the 12th, starting just before 9 p.m. For more information about the Movies on the Lawn, you can go to atclawnseries.com. That's capital A, capital T, capital C, capital L, lawnseries.com. The first one is, again, Friday, August 12th at 9 p.m. Okay, other events going on in our area are include the following. Family Flick, Cross Culture Church is sponsoring a Family Flick on the field at Leesville Road Elementary School, showing a family-friendly film entitled Marmaduke, starting at 8 p.m. Friday, August 12th. Then the admission is free. That's at Leesville Road Elementary School, 8401 Leesville Road in Raleigh. For further information, call 368-6368. That's Leesville Road Elementary School, and the name of the film is Marmaduke. Starts at 8 p.m. Friday, August the 12th, and the admission is free. Family Fun Days at Artistic Abandon. Artistic Abandon in North Raleigh features painting parties and is hosting several family fun days. Bring the whole family and learn to create paintings in one session. Saturday, August the 13th at 10 a.m. And at 2 p.m. Sunday, August the 14th at 2 p.m., August the 20th and 21st at 10 a.m., August 27th at 2 p.m., and August 28th at 2 p.m. For more information, call 901-7385. At 7459 Six Forks Road. That's the Family Fun Days at Artistic Abandon in North Raleigh. Family Hike, Summer Sightings. Summer is a great time to search for signs of wildlife around the mill pond. Learn about the summer migrants that are found in the park and also about those critters that live here year-round. That's at 1 p.m. August 21st. The cost is $5 per family or $3 per participant. It will take place at historic Yates Mill County Park at 4620 Lake Wheeler Road in Raleigh. Phone number is 856-6675. Yates Mill County Park, 4620 in Raleigh, 856-6675. Zumba for Bike MS. Don't miss this two-hour dance party with certified instructor Gianna Scottolin and her fabulous crew to help raise money for the National MS Society at 4 p.m. August the 20th. Cost is $10 per person. Donation, it's a donation, of course. Kids under 12 are admitted free. That will take place at the Long Branch of Raleigh at 608 Creekside Drive in Raleigh. And that's on Saturday, August the 20th at 4 p.m., and the donation is $10 per person. Zumba for Bike MS. On the second Saturday of each month, Making Noise at the Art Museum, the final second Saturday's program this summer at the North Carolina Museum of Art is Family Fun Saturday, Making Some Noise. How might artist Nick Cave's sound suits inspire us to make art? This event takes place at 10 a.m. on Saturday, August the 13th, $3 to museum members, $5 to non-members. It's the North Carolina Museum of Art Park and Greenway Trail, located at 2110 on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. That's on Saturday, August 13th. I'm sorry, did I get the right date? Yeah, Saturday, August 13th at 10 a.m., at the North Carolina Museum of Art Park and Greenway Trail at 2110 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. On second Saturday of each month, New Salem Pottery. Watch potters from the New Salem Pottery decorate bowls, vases, and other clay objects. See their work in the museum, shop, and sample tasty North Carolina treats. The program is sponsored in part by AT&T. It is free from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday at the North Carolina Museum of History, which is located at 5 Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh. The phone number is 807-7900. Historic Raleigh Tour Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a historic Raleigh tour. Tobacco Road Tours take you where Raleigh's roots began and where the city has evolved today. North Carolina's Triangle with some of the country's best historical markers, culture, architecture, food and stories await you as we travel the City of Oaks on TRT's Historic Raleigh Tour, 1 p.m. on Friday, August 12th, Monday and Wednesday, August 19th and the 22nd, and August 24th. The cost is $15 to $45. Tickets can be purchased at Brigg Hardware Building at 220 Fayetteville Street, Raleigh, 371-2653. And I imagine that's where the tour begins. But for further information, call 371-2653. Historic Raleigh Trolley Tours. Trolley tours depart from Mordecai Historic Park every Saturday, March through December, at 11 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults, $4 for youth, and children 6 and under are free. The Mordecai Historic Park, 1 Mimosa Street in Raleigh, 857-4364. North Raleigh Health Fair. Be safe, be healthy. Attend the North Raleigh Health Fair for free health screenings, medical tests, and therapeutic massages. Get free consultations with safety experts and fitness experts. 10 a.m. Saturday, that's August 13th, and the admission is free. That's at the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church at 5000 Leadmine Road. That's at the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church, 5000 Leadmine Road, Saturday, August 13th, at 10 a.m., and the admission is free. Raleigh African American Heritage Tour. A visit to Raleigh just wouldn't be complete without a ride aboard the Capital City Tour Bus. This downtown bus loop shows you all of the highlights of the city and lets you enjoy and live. Narrated 2-hour tour of Raleigh. That's Saturday, August 13th at 10 a.m. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and I thank you for listening.